Hey everybody, Madison Lane here, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I gotta tell you, life can get pretty crazy sometimes, right? Between deadlines, drama, and that never-ending to-do list, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and forget about the good stuff. But guess what? That's exactly where Stoicism comes in as a reminder to focus on what truly matters. Our inner peace and well-being. And today, we're diving deep into something super powerful, practicing gratitude and appreciation for life's blessings. Because let's be real, sometimes all it takes is a little shift in perspective to change your entire outlook. Ever felt like you were just trudging through life, barely getting by? You know that feeling when everything seems a bit meh? Well, I've been there. But here's the thing, focusing on gratitude can seriously be a game changer. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain and saying, hey, hold up. There are actually some pretty amazing things happening in my life right now. So, let's talk about 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that grateful heart. First up, make gratitude a daily habit. Don't just wait for those extraordinary moments, celebrate the little things. That steaming cup of coffee in the morning, a hilarious text from a friend, or even just the feeling of sunshine on your skin, these are all blessings worth acknowledging. Think about it like this. Life is a constant stream of experiences, both big and small. Why not choose to focus on the positive ones? Second, keep a gratitude journal. Write down 3 things you're grateful for every day. It doesn't have to be fancy, just jot them down in a notebook or even your phone notes app. This simple act can really shift your mindset over time. You'll start noticing those little blessings more and more, and it'll feel amazing. Third, practice mindful appreciation. When you're enjoying something, a delicious meal, a beautiful sunset, or simply the company of loved ones, take a moment to truly savor it. Engage all your senses. Notice the smells, tastes, sounds, sights, and textures. This helps you connect with the present moment and appreciate what you have right now. Fourth, express your gratitude to others. Saying thank you goes a long way. Whether it's thanking a barista for your coffee, a friend for their support, or your family for being there for you, take the time to let people know how much you appreciate them. It not only makes them feel good, but it also strengthens those connections and spreads positivity around. And lastly, remember that gratitude is a choice. Some days will be easier than others, and that's okay. Just keep practicing, even when it feels tough. Like any muscle, the more you use it, the stronger it gets. Let me tell you about a time this worked wonders for me. I was feeling super stressed out a few months ago, work deadlines were looming, my social life felt non-existent, and I just wasn't happy with where things were at. I knew I needed to make a change, so I decided to try incorporating gratitude into my daily routine. I started writing down 3 things I was grateful for each night before bed. It seemed pretty simple, but it actually made a huge difference. One day, I realized I was genuinely happy with the way things were going, even with all the challenges. It felt incredible to be able to appreciate the little wins, a completed project, a funny conversation with a friend, or even just getting through the day with a smile on my face. So the bottom line is this. Gratitude is not just about feeling good, it's a powerful tool for living a more fulfilling and meaningful life. By shifting our focus to what we have rather than what we lack, we can unlock a whole new level of happiness and peace within ourselves. It's like unlocking a hidden door in your heart, the one that leads to joy, appreciation, and a deeper sense of connection with the world around us. Ready to give it a try? Start by jotting down 3 things you're grateful for right now. Take a moment to really feel those emotions and let yourself bask in the warmth of gratitude. Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and watch your life transform. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me. Let's build a community of grateful hearts together. And until next time, remember, choose joy, choose gratitude, and live a life that truly matters. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.